Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, he was a guest last time we recorded the show in New York City, which has only been once. He's since moved to Los Angeles to work in the Cracked offices, just like I barely do. You can see him telling jokes in person at the next Unpopular Opinion live show on August 5th. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Schmidt. Also joining me, this guy's here every fucking week, but it's only a second time as an official guest on the show. The last time was 2 weeks ago. I sometimes don't plan this shit very well. We call him the mayor of Podcast City around here, and when I say we, I really just mean me. Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Rader. It's gonna be a great show. Welcome to Disaster Week at Unpopular Opinion. Are we recording already?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
I'll have to start the clock.
Yeah, start the timer. Yeah. Are you all right to do two jobs at once?
No.
Because
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm here. I ran unopposed to become mayor of Podcast City.
Yeah. I would have voted for you anyway.
Thank you.
I would have too.
Thank you.
Yeah, probably because alphabetically you'd have been first.
Unopposed, I would have been first.
Obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. And writing candidates are a chore. You hear about like people being like, oh, I'll just run as a, and it's never going to work.
I had a teacher in high school who ran as a write-in candidate for president in, I think, the 92 election, and he got like 15 votes.
Nice.
He was
I feel like I'd get more votes than that.
He was a staunch Republican, and he ran on the idea of flooding the entire central plains area of the continent because he thought everyone was useless. But also, these are the people who would vote for him, so I don't
know. Didn't flood it, and he had a map more than 15
votes. He was my 10th grade Spanish teacher, and he had a map of what he wanted America
to
look like. He wanted Denver to be an island in this sea between the two coasts.
That's fine,
but also for everyone to be, I don't know, I'm sorry, I don't think they survived.
That's controversial.
I know.
He basically wanted the Hunger Games map to be a thing before the Hunger Games existed. He was ahead of his time.
If he publicized that more, he could have at least carried both coasts, I think. I think a lot of people on both sides of the country would vote for that plan.
I would.
Yeah. Hit it, Brett. You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first couple minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their lives, when all I really want to talk about is the important work I've been doing since the last time we talked. That's why this segment is called This Week in Me. And listen to how cool it's about to sound. We didn't do any of this last time, Alex Schmidt. Brett wrote this guitar riff and played it. That's not true.
No, really.
I did. I wrote it.
I would believe it.
For Danger Van Gorder. He has not learned it yet.
Yeah. He's been struggling with it. All right. We're all going to die this year, probably from earthquakes.
What's 2012? What year is it?
It's 2014. Oh, fuck. And there were 7 earthquakes in Oklahoma last weekend, this weekend that just passed. 7 earthquakes. There have been 207 of a magnitude 3.0 or greater in the state this year. They are beating California.
Right, which is not normal.
No. Through 2008, they averaged 2 magnitude 3.0 earthquakes a year. And now, through June, Oklahoma's at 207. Coincidentally, 2008 is also the year fracking started in Oklahoma, whether anyone who is on the pro-fracking side of the debate wants to admit it or not. They definitely don't. And the
I answered that one for you.
Yeah. But there were 24 regular oil wells in Oklahoma prior to 2008. After that, there were 750. And all of those extra wells are fracking wells.
Well, that's just your opinion.
Exactly. And I wrote an article about this, and what's causing the earthquakes is it's not the fracking itself. It's not the drilling into the ground, but it produces a bunch of wastewater that has to go into these disposal wells. And the argument I'm getting from people now in the comments is, well, those disposal wells aren't unique to fracking. Yeah, but the fact that there's 750 fucking oil wells in Oklahoma now, that is unique to fracking. And if there weren't 750 of those filling those disposal wells underground, probably wouldn't have 207 earthquakes this year because those wells put pressure on fault lines.
It sounds like the argument that it's not related to fracking is that, well, holes exist, which is true, but
yeah,
not that many of them.
Do you want me to argue with you on that? I agree with all this
stuff. No. We're gonna talk about something. I just wanted to mention.
It's still very good.
Yeah. What I told the people in the person who made that disposal wells argument, that's like saying an automatic weapon and a revolver are equally capable of killing a crowd of people because they both use bullets. Not really. An automatic weapon's going to fire hundreds of bullets. A revolver's going to kill six people, if you're lucky. But they both use bullets, right. So it can't be automatic weapons are the problem. Fracking's your goddamn problem, Oklahoma. And you're all going to die. What I want to talk about is anyone going to survive that?
Poor Oklahoma. They're not gonna survive anything. They got the tornadoes on top. They got the earthquakes on the bottom.
And the main voting base in the state is the kind that wants fracking, basically.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so, maybe they're probably anti-vaccination as well. And they got the they got the apocalypse from the inside coming as well.
Probably.
Poor Oklahomans. Seminole Nation, all those little nations, all those little Native American nations inside of Oklahoma, dying away.
It is weird that it's like, you think of like economic policies that maybe just benefit rich people that a lot of poorer people vote for because they're like, oh, it'll work out for me. Like, I feel like this is the version of it for being alive.
Yeah.
It's like the thing, we should frack. Like, I'm not going to get earthquaked by the fracking. Like, we're just going to, let's just do
we
that.
We just get normal homegrown earthquakes out here in LA.
Yeah.
Like God intended.
How ironic is it that I feel like right now California is one of the best places to be in terms of not dying from an earthquake?
No, especially because in Oklahoma, who knows what their building codes and stuff are like? And in California, you got to build shit, you know, with rebar, with reinforcement, all sorts of stuff, knowing that there's a bunch of earthquakes here. And in Oklahoma, they might not have those same local standards for building and stuff.
They definitely don't, because there's something in the Midwest also called the New Madrid Seismic Zone, which is a fault line. It's bigger than the San Andreas fault line. In 1811, it caused an earthquake that was felt moderately for about 1,000,000 miles around.
1,000,000 miles? How big is the planet?
Yeah. The San Francisco.
is that 1,000,000 miles?
Right.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Million square miles. I don't know what the fuck. That's a lot of miles.
People on the moon felt it.
Right.
The San Francisco earthquake in 1906 was felt moderately for about 6,000 miles.
I don't think the Earth is 1,000,000 miles. I'm still hung up.
There's some kind of fucking science behind it, man. It was in the article.
All right.
There was a source. I don't know how they calculate the shit. I am not a fuck. Maybe they felt it in space. Maybe there's evidence on Mars of fucking earthquake on Earth. You motherfucker.
Dude, we're going to fuck up Mars before we even get there to ruin it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
We should frack there. I mean, whatever. There's nobody there. Lots to dig for.
But they're fucked. If that particular scenario happens, that apocalyptic scenario where a huge earthquake, in this case, devastates the Midwest, they're going to be devastated. Because you're right. They're not prepared for it. Like, we also aren't, but we're trying. They don't have building codes that address earthquakes. But there's as much risk of dying from one there now. So if that earthquake happens, the estimates before Oklahoma started fucking filling the ground with wastewater was 86,000 casualties in the area. And that was before Oklahoma. Were you going to say
something? No, I remember being in school as a kid, because I grew up outside Chicago. At some point in science class, we were learning about earthquakes, and the general book on it from the teachers was like, yeah, you know, in California, places like that, you can have an earthquake. But also, we had this map in the book with where fault lines are in the country, and I'd just be like, no, what about this giant fucking fault line in southern Illinois? Is that a thing? They're like, no, it's like San Francisco blows up. And I was like, no, but I can see the thing.
And the thing is, it wasn't. At one point, it wasn't a problem.
Right, and they were right then.
Right.
Like then they were correct.
But now we're putting all this extra pressure underground is what's pressuring these fault lines. And what's happening is earthquakes further away are triggering earthquakes in Oklahoma.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There was an 8.8 magnitude earthquake in Chile that somehow, I'm not a fucking scientist, people. I don't know how, but there is a legitimate source that this earthquake in Chile caused 2 years of earthquakes in Oklahoma. The first one was 16 hours later, and then they kept coming for months. And the biggest one happened about 18 months after, a 5.7 magnitude earthquake in Oklahoma. That's big.
That's a big one, yeah.
That's a big earthquake. Yeah. And that was caused by an earthquake that happened in Chile in February 2010, that 5.7 magnitude earthquake didn't happen until November of the next year. In April of this year, there was a 7.1 magnitude earthquake in Mexico, which is 4,000 miles closer to Oklahoma. Is it possible that what's happening there right now is maybe the result of that? Maybe that's why there were 7 earthquakes this weekend. And if it is, Oklahoma's going to be fucked up pretty soon. Because if an 8.8 can cause a 5.7 from 4,000 miles away, I don't know the math, but it seems like the Mexico quake could probably cause something bigger.
What it seems like is that my 10th grade Spanish teacher's dream is coming true, that the entire central plain is, maybe they're not flooding, but they're slowly crumbling.
Right.
Yeah.
The earth will shake them off one way or another.
Congratulations, Senor Boliag.
What we were going to talk about today, and we still will, is do you think you could survive a gigantic earthquake? What do you think your chances of surviving an apocalyptic earthquake are?
No, it depends where I am, partly. Well, because I don't have much earthquake experience, because the first one that happened to me when I was in California, I just heard about it from text messages, because I was on the highway and I didn't know. But we're like due here, but it hasn't happened yet.
We had a couple this year.
I mean,
we've had a big one. Isn't the last big one like Northridge 94?
My family moved to LA a few months before 94 Northridge one from New York. And we were like, we didn't really know anything about earthquake preparedness.
Yeah.
Our house got fucked up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
My brother almost died.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
We didn't have anything, like, bolted to the walls or anything.
The last apartment I lived in, me and my girlfriend had this huge... She used to own an art gallery, and she has this painting from that gallery that it's on, like, copper or something, and it was right above our bed. And we otherwise lived in this, like, used to be a hotel. It was like a fucking fortress. It was really solid brick. And then I'm like, we're going to die in a fucking earthquake because that thing is going to fall and decapitate us in our sleep.
Yeah, it's not going to be the building that falls and crushes you. It's going to be the stupid shit that you hang above where you live.
Is it a painting? It just sounds like a giant piece of metal.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Either way.
Art,
how
it works.
So back to your question, is this presupposing that we survive the shaking and any building collapses?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. All these estimates where they're like, 80,000 people would die. It doesn't take into account what's going to happen after that. That's the part I'm not sure I'm cut out for. I don't know if I'm a fucking Mad Max type. Like, I feel like I'm going to go early in that. And
I know that if I don't eat every 3 hours, I'm going to start feeling woozy. I could only survive any sort of food surplus related apocalypse. Like a diabetes apocalypse.
That seems
That's
survivable.
The only one I could do. Yeah. But like, if I had to go without food for 6 hours, I mean, I had breakfast this morning and I'm already getting like grumpy and you know.
And I feel like there's a lot of people like you who would start fucking marauding. I think people never take marauding into account when it comes to shit like this.
It's different than pillaging. It's different. We're not pillagers. We're marauders.
We are marauders. Damn it, yeah. We are not looters. We are marauders. And I feel like we're
professional about it.
Shit marauded out of us.
In terms of like a giant earthquake, I like the cartoon version of earthquake in my head is like giant gaps in the earth and like big just pieces of
a big wobbly bridge. A bridge just being really wobbly.
Right,
looking like jello.
At best, it would be a Carmageddon situation where like part of the city's cut off from the rest of the city. Well, and then it's like a whole
thing. That happened by during the 94 earthquake. We had just moved to Valencia from New York. And one bridge on the I-5, an overpass that had completely collapsed.
Oh, yeah,
and to get into anywhere in Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles, took like 4 or 5 hours just because it took them a few months to build the five back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. You see that in cartoons and shit where the earth just opens up.
And a sarlacc comes up and just grabs it.
Right. There are beasts in lava just ready. Like, oh, finally.
Oh, I hope that happens. That'd be great. I want to die that way.
If you fall in the Sarlacc pit, don't you die of starvation before you die of...
Because it's still digesting you for a while?
Yeah.
Probably.
All right. Sorry.
Never mind. I don't want to die that way.
I'll die in 9 minutes.
With the Bay Area earthquake that happened during that playoff series?
Yeah, the 88.
There was one guy, he played for the Giants, who knew to like run out of the dugout and just go stand in the middle of the field. And I always kind of wish that cartoon thing would have happened to that one cocky...
Yeah. One single crane or light just falls directly on him.
That would have been so amazing. And it would have... and pre-YouTube, though. So, and MLB's all tight about release. So
NBA, yeah, though, you could remix that. You could,
yeah, if it was NBA,
like a dunk poster about that. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
It would be set to that John Fogerty song in like a minute. Like,
I saw him play that in concert with a bat that looked like a Louisville Slugger.
No, you with strings on it and everything?
Yeah, like, you have to be getting terrible sound out of that fucking thing. Like, you don't have to be that theatrical for us, John Fogerty.
The entire thing was recorded. He was just pretending to...
Like, I know this song's about baseball, motherfucker. You don't need that back. Calm down. Sounded fine, I guess.
Well, one thing, because also with an earthquake, I feel like people don't, versus like maybe some other apocalypses, even though it might be somebody's fault because of fracking, like nobody's like, oh, it was this guy's fault, so fuck that part of society. Like, I feel like everybody, for the most part, would pull together in a way that maybe in other apocalypses they wouldn't. So I think we'd have that going for us.
The thing about it, you can't prepare for it.
Yeah. And you don't know exactly what kind of damage it's going
to
cause.
No, because you're just supposed to have 9 gallons of water just in your small apartment in Culver City. Like, that's not going to happen.
I can't remember to fill my fucking Brita pitcher.
Yeah, you were living in New York the last few years, and I was living in New York not
together?
During Hurricane. We were
that's
living
amazing.
Together. Yeah, no, not during Hurricane Sandy, but what was the one before that? Irene? Eileen?
Yeah, so I wasn't there for Irene, but I was there for Sandy, which is a weird 2 and 3 years for New York. Like,
and then Albert Alfonso, 4th of July weekend, there was another one that happened. It wasn't really bad, but it canceled a lot of flights and stuff. But going into a hurricane, you at least kind of know that it's happening. The news is for a week, like, hey. Yeah. And I remember during Irene, we were like, oh, we should get water and stuff. And then I was like, fuck this. This is stupid. It's going to be gone a day. And I just got a bunch of pizzas and beers.
Yeah.
And I was
like,
well, I got a bunch of extra large pizzas, which I can eat cold. Exactly. Which I can eat cold. And I prefer to eat cold.
You're crazy.
I don't prefer to eat it. Okay. I like getting it hot. But then the next morning, I don't need to microwave it, you know?
Yeah, you do. I don't agree with that.
Anyways, I have... Okay, this is what we're going to argue with me about.
Yes, exactly.
I'm talking about life or death stuff.
Yeah.
That's a survival skill, man.
Eat pizza cold, but not Hawaiian pizza. I don't want pizza with peppers.
No.
Mushrooms. I only eat meat on my pizza.
Oh, I only eat beef or pork. I can't have chicken on my pizza.
Have you ever had a buffalo chicken pizza?
No, because...
With a buffalo sauce and chicken?
Pizza without pizza sauce is a waste of pizza.
I would recommend...
Unless it's got, like, tomatoes or something.
I would try a buffalo chicken pizza.
I would not.
Not a barbecue chicken.
I've had
the barbecue chicken. Anyway, so I survived on pizza for
a day. Not
barely a day. The hurricane came at night, and then by 9 a.m. the next morning, everything was up and running again.
You're a real American hero, bro.
Real hero.
Yeah, I think with Sandy...
Please send your donations to unpops@twitter.com.
Mostly pizzas. With Sandy, I was lucky to be in a right part of Brooklyn, because a lot of the city really got hit. But because it is a hurricane, you do prep and you like get ready. And we had, I think I bought like one pallet of water and I was like, great, we did it. And then we were holed up to wait for the hurricane. And we were in just wait survival mode for about a half hour. And then me and my roommates just immediately started drinking. And I think we basically played ring toss with a hat onto a deer head we had. For like 20 minutes, we were like, all right, we better be ready for this thing. And then we just got bored. We just weren't.
With our room, take it seriously. I got drunk. I was like waiting for the whole thing to happen. And I got drunk and I passed out. I just slept through the entire thing because I got so drunk waiting for the thing to happen.
Is there an apocalyptic hurricane scenario? That would be fun. Like,
yeah, it was called Hurricane Katrina.
That's very profound, Brett. You're right.
Did you see Tremé on HBO?
No, I haven't. I should watch that.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's a little slow.
But like a planetary one, that would be crazy. I mean,
yeah, or just one big enough to like survive long enough to go over the whole country. I don't think that would be fucking possible, but it would be amazing. I'd love to see it. If it's
Roland Emmerich on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's going to happen in my life, that'd be a cool one.
If you do it as a movie, I think you trace the route of Route 66 to make it like particularly American.
And there's a serial killer.
And there's just a montage. There's just a montage of the thing going through different states.
Hurricane being all cool.
Taking
and different
cool pictures in front of the
sunglasses.
Different state signs.
Bad hats and stuff, yeah.
That would be fun.
Getting out, switching the seat with a different hurricane.
Right.
Yeah.
Another hurricane just sleeping in the front.
That, I bet
let him sleep. Let him sleep. He's been driving a long time.
We wouldn't survive that. The fucking Thelma and Louise of hurricanes.
It's too cute. We'd be wiped out.
They get pulled over by a cop.
Oh, this is fun. That's how I want to die. A hurricane with a lot of personality.
Yeah.
A lot of charm and pizzazz. That's fun. Okay, how about a zombie apocalypse? Do you think we'd survive that?
No. Can I talk about this for a second?
Yep.
I have a lot of feelings.
Okay, good.
First of all, with all of these scenarios, none of us would survive. We all have office jobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, look at this, you. This look at you wearing your California shirt like you've been living here for longer than 6 months.
Yeah, New California Republic. Is it new because you moved here, Alex Schmidt?
It's from a video game, and I like gaming.
Oh, New California.
Oh, that bear has two heads, doesn't it?
Oh, I only had a cursory glance at that
shirt.
For
those at home, I'm wearing a Fallout New Vegas shirt, and I'm really enjoying it.
Nerd.
Yep. Nerd cred.
Not to derail things, but you mentioned office jobs. Have either of you seen Godzilla?
Yeah, the Cranston one?
Yeah. Now, there's a scene. Sorry. It's like a solid fucking hour into the movie. Everyone in the city, it's like mass panic. People are evacuating. Everyone's getting the fuck out of Dodge. And then there's this one scene where whatever fucking monster he was fighting hits a building and everyone's in the office working.
They've been the monsters have been fighting in downtown San Francisco for hours
and
at
they're
this
just,
point.
Like
and
fucking hammering like, away at their social media work. It's like, what the fuck? Get out of the office.
They have to create a new hashtag for something.
And then they're all surprised when it hits the building. Like, what the fuck was that?
Same thing with a terrible Superman movie that came out. The entire last hour of that movie were people in office buildings surprised that they were falling. Down and dying.
Right. Even though General Zod has been hovering over it for
It's a shitty employer. Right? Look, I understand Godzilla's fucking tearing this city apart. Yeah. Stay working. So you think we wouldn't survive zombies because of an office?
Okay, first of all, zombies don't fucking exist.
Have you noticed
this thing where people who don't know each other at a party are trying to kind of break the ice a little bit, but not break the ice in the usual, like, how's the weather, how's the traffic sort of way?
Yeah.
They go, well, I would survive a zombie apocalypse with this and this and this. Have you noticed that? People just bring up zombie apocalypse. Yeah. Fucking stop. Stop. You're not charming. You fucking drive a Prius. You're not going to survive shit. You don't own a shotgun. You hate guns. You have like a black and white picture of Newton, Connecticut on your Facebook. You don't have a shotgun that would kill zombies. Shut up.
Right.
I hate these people who talk about zombie apocalypse all the time. Like it's a fucking real thing.
I just hate The Walking Dead.
I hate that too. Yeah.
I really don't like that show.
I am so ready for zombie shit to be over.
Yeah.
More so than sexy vampire stuff. You know, it's sexy vampires. There's a history of literature about vampires and stuff. I'm not crazy about it, but, you know, it's about sexual conquest. It's about death. It's about the unknown. I'm fucking done with zombie shit. I hope I become a zombie and instantly eat someone who's like, I would survive the zombie apocalypse. I have a crossbow. I have a Baca replica crossbow in my garage.
I think if a zombie apocalypse really jumped off, I'd eat that person without turning into a zombie. Like, I just attack them right there and then on the spot. Be like, nope, you're not even going to survive it now, like 2 minutes. I just bit your fucking jugular vein as a human.
I would go on a boat and just drive. I don't like boats, but I would go into a boat about like 10, 20 miles off sea and just wait for like a week.
With your pizzas?
Wait for a week with my pizzas.
That's a good plan.
Have you guys seen the new Planet of the Apes movie?
Yes, it was great.
There's like that line, the one guy's saying like, you know, they're tougher than us because they don't need light. They don't need power. They don't need, like, that's how I feel about you and pizzas. Because you're like, he's tougher than me. He doesn't need heat for it. He doesn't need vegetables. He can just eat that pizza. Anyway, it's great.
That's a good point. You both like that Planet of the Apes?
It was awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't that into the first one, but I like this one.
I like both.
I like the first one way better. My favorite part of this movie was the part where the kid was watching the first movie on a fucking phone for 30 seconds. I remember that movie was good.
I wanted them to walk into that house and look at all the pictures, and then like Carrie Russell would be like, oh shit, Caesar, you knew James Franco?
Yeah, no shit.
That's awesome.
That would be amazing. You know what I hate? I mean, I didn't hate it, but like, in the first movie, Caesar, says no?
No.
Yeah, and everyone's and now
Malfoy
is
like, get your hands off me, you dirty ape. That was awesome.
Here we are, like, how many fucking years or months later, and he's still only like, go! Like, learn to talk, motherfucker. You're in movies.
He's got some sentences with multiple clauses by the end of the film.
I think at the end, they realized people didn't want to sit through sentences like, Caesar, go to room. Like at the end, he was just like, all right, I'm an ape now, and here's what we're getting. He like sped it up.
Or their own, like the fucking subtitles. They're like talking in.
Yeah, the way chimp sign.
Like, one thing I didn't like is, you know, had that little chimp school at the beginning. They're like, the orangutan was like teaching them stuff.
Yeah.
And they were writing in English. I understand they have a language, but why would they pick English?
Because it's the hardest language to learn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should do like Latin, you know, like Spanish.
Apes who
speak Esperanto. Yeah, Esperanto. Get an Esperanto good, book. Right?
I feel like apes and zombies, we'd both survive.
Well, no, we wouldn't.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Well, in particular, zombies has that hurricane factor where, like, you can see it start to happen and you can kind of prepare. Yeah. And you, because, like, growing up, I've never been good with horror movies. I've always been generally not good with them, especially, like, because if it's a movie about, oh, Satan's after you, you're done. There's nothing you can do. Like you aren't going to, oh, but I know a priest. No, you're dead. Fuck it. But with zombie movies, that was my end to horror, because zombies, it felt like, okay, I get some water and guns and my best friends. You know, like, there's, like, some kind of prep at least to do that maybe doesn't work. But
the one thing about zombie movies is every zombie movie lives in a universe that zombie movies don't exist. So right, every character is like, what if the dead is rising from the how would I even possibly kill it? We know the rules. We know the rules, so we have that. But still, people who fucking talk about zombie apocalypses need to be shot.
Also, I hope it happens and none of the movie rules actually apply.
Oh, word.
Like, right. I hope you have to shoot them in the knee to kill them or something, and we don't figure it out for like 8 months.
All their power comes from their knees.
Yeah. Right. Just eating the shit out of people, and someone takes a really terrible shot, and it dies. And we're like,
I have a question. Right. What if you eat a zombie?
That's a great
I've
point.
Never, I don't know.
Does it
never
turn back it, into a human? There's a Cracked article about it. It's got 19 million views.
Oh, fucking course.
About
eating zombies?
About why a zombie apocalypse would fail.
Yeah, it's a lot about how flesh works in heat and cold, how hard it is to transmit a disease by biting.
Because also,
natural predators.
Bite you, you know?
Also, you can't come back from the dead because that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, well, we understand that part, Brett. But yeah, natural predators. Yeah, you can kill me.
Yeah.
Kill a fucking bear, zombie. Yeah, take on a bear.
Like a swarm of crows. A murder of crows will come and just like tear a zombie apart.
Yeah, birds would eat the shit out of them. They'd freeze in the winter. Like, they'd be fucked up.
Also, insects, because they're just rotting things.
They also
bugs would be like, great. And then, you know.
They also prefer pizzas to be warm.
Right.
I have a step above them. No.
And in every apocalypse movie or TV show, for some reason, like, we all of a sudden misplace all of our guns.
Yeah.
In America, like, we're scrambling to find guns. Like, that would really be a problem.
We put them right next to the one area that the monkeys could sneak into really easily.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that fucking movie. I can't believe you both liked it.
I liked it a lot. Some of those scenes, oh, man, on top of that tank. And then when that bus crashes over sideways, look on my face. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that part was cool.
I saw Snowpiercer this weekend, too.
Yeah, me too.
What is that?
I did not like it. We should talk about it. It's a post-apocalyptic movie on a train. All of humanity is on this high-speed train that doesn't slow down. If it slows down, everyone freezes to death. There's a new ice age.
The rest of the planet's ice, snow, everything.
Wow.
So they're on this Amtrak that goes in a circle around the world. Okay. And Chris Evans, he's on the back of the train. And the back of the train is the lower class. It's like a little bit of a Titanic thing going on.
It's a class system.
Tilda Swinton, she's on the front of the train. She doesn't want anybody from
that
back of the train.
That doesn't seem like it would happen in real life. Chris Evans is way more attractive than Tilda Swinton.
They make her look ugly. Not that she's a bombshell to begin with.
Brett said it, not me.
They have like weird teeth on her and stuff.
Sorry, Tilda. I loved you and Michael Clayton.
Yeah, it's a great fucking movie. So all of humanity's on a train?
Yeah, there's like 94 people.
The Earth's frozen and it's just those people.
I think everyone else dies.
That's shitty.
Did you like it?
I did. I thought it was fun, visceral action. And it's also, it's by a South Korean director, even though it's this huge American cast mostly. Huh. And so it's got a lot of really kind of loopy, fun action to it in a way that I didn't expect at all.
Here's something I watched this weekend that I didn't expect to enjoy. Extant.
Oh.
The CBS show with Halle Berry that's directed by Steven Spielberg. It's fucking good.
Directed by? No, executive producer.
Or whatever he's fucking.
Which means nothing.
Yeah. It wasn't silly or cheesy like I thought it would be, kind of.
Right.
But it's like a weird premise. She goes to space for 18 months and comes back pregnant. Like,
right.
Which I could picture happening to Halle Berry. She's kind of a loose cannon.
All alien races find her attractive. She's the Zoe Saldana.
Snowpiercer. Humanity's on a high-speed train, and this motherfucker's got a hatchet. We don't have better weapons than that in the high-speed train era.
Basically.
Well, the poor folks don't. Yeah.
No. But I didn't really like it because the whole movie was just like a hero monologuing about why they should not be the third class people, and then
yeah.
the bad guy doing a monologue. You have to be the poor people, because then there would be no order if everyone was a rich person.
Like they would keep any fucking poor people around.
No, yeah. Why don't
they would
just
put them on that last cart and pull that pin out and let it just slide. Fucking stop moving and freeze to yeah. death like Payne Stewart.
There's a spoiler why they need them, but yeah, it would be oh. like... It's because it's, yeah, there's monologuing, but also there's all kinds of weird.
Oh, is it because they pick the strawberries and shit? Is it like the illegal immigration argument where we're like, you motherfuckers aren't going to do those jobs. We will, society will collapse without immigrants. Sorry. How about that apocalypse? All the immigrants leave? Oh, that would be terrible. We would be fucked up.
Kind of, sort of.
Not if they need podcasts. I can do podcasts.
That's true. We have skills.
What about that, like, bee apocalypse? That's sort of, like, the thing where if all the bees go away, there's no more fruit and there's no more.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of a... That, I feel like we'd be screwed and we, like, wouldn't prepare for it until it's already happening.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like, we'd already run out of fruit and then people would be like...
Was it Einstein or Mark Twain who said, when all the bees are gone, we're in trouble? It was one of the two. I'm inclined to believe it would be Einstein, yeah. but...
Yo, I know one thing. I don't need bees to make a fucking pizza.
That's true.
That's right.
That's true. Unless you want any sort of vegetables on it.
I don't.
He doesn't.
He's good.
Yeah. That's a good point. No tomato sauce?
What?
No.
Bees, come bees, back!
Bees no, don't no. make buffalo chicken
buffalo
sauce.
You don't make buffalo right. Well, actually, you're I think, good. I don't know, maybe. I think buffalo sauce is probably like...
It's mostly ground up bees, yeah.
It's where they're all going. Into your fucking buffalo sauce, pal. Right. Yeah, the bee apocalypse. I don't know. Maybe that will kill us.
It would just so sneak up on us in a way that
yeah.
I feel like we... And people just aren't reading the paper, and then they're like, oh, the store's short on oranges. Oh, well.
That's what I feel like this Oklahoma thing is going to be. Like, by and the time we realize what's happening, that yeah, like that was the premise of my article. It's too late. It's already too late.
That's what I think about all yeah, of it. Done. You know, like between the earthquakes, colony collapse, and overfishing and stuff like that, and global warming stuff, it's not going to be like we can just hit down on the thermostat and be like, oh, okay, well, we'll just lower it 2 degrees now. No, right. Like, it's gotten so far that you can't bring it back without a sort of Ice Nine sort of situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is how Snowpiercer yeah. happened. That was the premise of the movie. Is that it got so hot that they invented Ice Nine, and then Ice Nine took over.
Was that like Icy Hot?
No, Cat's Cradle. It's the thematic sequel to Cat's Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut.
Snowpiercer. Never thought of it that way.
Okay.
I guess movies are how I process the end of the planet I live on. Just going to accidentally coast to the movie Interstellar type situation where you realize, oh, we have corn and that's it. I guess we have to put Matthew McConaughey on a spaceship and find a new
Everything's
planet.
Already made of
because
corn.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. From gas to...
That is true.
Food? Probably food.
Well, I think Snowpiercer probably is a good segue into super volcanoes. That's what I think
yeah.
we will not survive. 70,000 years ago is the estimate. There's something called the Toba catastrophe theory, which posits that a super volcano went off near Indonesia and caused a 1,000-year cooling.
We need one of those.
Yeah. The human population dropped to like 5,000 mm-hmm. is the estimate, which would be cool, I think.
That would certainly the three right. of us would
It'd
be in
us
there.
Three, and
yeah.
then yeah.
yeah,
and all we'd hot chicks,
and like right. Halle Berry and like Natalie Portman,
yeah.
and like
yeah,
Hayden Panettiere.
No, not her. She can talk about fucking dolphins all the time.
Too unpronounceable. She likes hockey and shit. Fuck.
I like hockey.
Gross. Yeah, a super volcano would kill us all.
Well, there's one because there's one under Yellowstone, right? Like it's yeah. a giant, and we know it's there.
Right.
And our response is, "It's there." And yeah. we know it's there.
It's the ash that would kill us. It would.
Yeah, everyone
ash
would die.
The atmosphere blocks out the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, everyone would die. Who's like in the immediate radius would die of the lava.
Yeah,
right.
Or the explosion, and then everyone else would freeze to death.
Right, or yeah. starve like your nightmare.
Oh my god.
Yeah, starving to death. That would be a shitty way to die. I'd kill myself.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Like at some point, you'd have to realize you were going to starve. Like, fucking get it over with. I'd kill myself by eating a bunch of pizza.
Probably eat people
it's
first.
How to live.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I would pull the trigger, and then like 4 seconds later, Papa John would walk in. He's like, I've got Papa John's for everybody.
Oh, spoiler alert.
No!
Like The Mist. A movie version of The Mist.
I only saw the end because it's crazy.
The end is so great.
To watch it. Yeah.
Fucking blasts his son in the head, and then the military shows up 20 seconds later to rescue everyone. He's like, no! Except now I have way less responsibilities, so maybe it's all right. He didn't say that.
Should have wrapped it up. Patrick Wilson.
Just over the credits, yeah. A long screaming
talk. Yeah, he's like, no! Like, well,
I had not saved much for his college and education anyway.
It was going to be rough. It's better this way. I'd have shot him anyway. Really shitty guy. Good movie. The Mist. We wouldn't survive that. If our cell phones collectively didn't work for 6 hours,
that'd be
the end of society. For one thing, we wouldn't know how to tell each other what was going on.
So. My internet was down for 20 minutes on Sunday night. I was in cold sweats. I was freaking out.
Yeah, I have two different forms of internet just for that. If one goes down, I have another backup that I pay for just because I can't do it. I can't have the internet. Yeah. I work so much, I can't have the internet down for like an hour. Fucking derails my day. And some of my work involves streaming shit on Netflix and whatnot, but still it'd be a problem.
Yeah, I'm just on my phone as soon as that happens. I'm just like, great, what can I do that I used to do except on this like paperback size thing?
Yeah, right? I hate doing shit on my phone.
Yeah,
it's too small. Another apocalypse. Fucking no tablets. Whoa, that'd be a worst. All right, the last scenario I want to talk about is nuclear war. Because I think this is the one everyone thinks they wouldn't survive.
I'm full of so many preservatives and stuff. I probably would survive. All right.
Do you think you would survive a nuclear war?
Well, I don't think I would because I'll be probably living in a major city when it starts. So yeah. You're dead. But I think a lot of people in maybe one or two pockets of the planet would be fine.
I think wouldn't it be a similar scenario to the super volcano where a bunch of people would die in the immediate blast radius and then everyone else would freeze to death because of the smoke and dust that it kicks up?
Now, I don't know if this is just the government blowing smoke up our ass to make us feel better, but when I was researching this, I found a really interesting article about nuclear war that in one scenario, if a bomb were to hit L.A., they estimate the casualties from fallout, if the blast hit and nobody did anything, would be 285,000 people, which, that's not a lot.
No, how many people are in L.A., like 2 or 3 million?
Yeah, yeah. So already that's not a lot. From there, they said if everyone in L.A. took shelter in a car for like 6 hours, the casualties would drop to 125,000. That's all it would take to survive the fallout. Right. If we
sounds like we should just have one. We should just have one every Thursday.
Yeah. If you change that to a basement, everyone makes it to a basement.
They don't have basements in L.A.
Yeah, exactly. If everyone made it to a basement, 45,000 casualties. And if everyone made it to the basement of a really secure office building like this, none. No casualties from fallout. No. So how about that?
How long do they have to wait? Do they chill for like a long time?
A few hours.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't know if the rest of the areas would have to, like, stagger that, like, wait for it to come and then hide. Or just,
yeah,
like,
because I think the wind blows the radiation. Yeah. I don't know how that
works. But it seems like...
I've seen the movie, so I know the science.
I've seen
hundreds of movies.
I watched all of Jericho, so I'm pretty well-versed in how a nuclear war would end. We'd have potatoes, there was...
You're a survivor, yeah.
Did you
send in, like, what was it, like rubber ducks or
potatoes.
Something like that? Oh, it was potatoes.
It was potatoes. They wanted to save Jericho, and they, like, it was so fucking...
What a wasteful thing.
And once they saved it, like, they came back with the worst fucking episode, and I was like, I'm glad this show's
dead. All shows, once they're canceled, just don't bring them back, you know.
There's a reason you didn't watch it, everyone on the internet. It's because it's shitty.
Community. Can't wait for Community's terrible, whatever weird season it is.
Yeah, that was...
Arrested Development, like even the new Arrested Development season was all right. It was aight.
Community.
That's my least favorite is the new Arrested Development.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it has some really great single episodes, but it also has probably some of the worst ones.
Yeah. I don't think Community got a lot better when Dan Harmon came back.
I never really liked Community to begin with. Yeah. Send some comments at me, internet. Can't wait to hear him next week.
Even when it was like maybe they were going to do a sixth season, Dan Harmon did a blog post and he was like, yeah, I mean, I don't want to be the guy who killed Community, but like, do we need to do this? And he's Dan Harmon.
Yeah.
It's like his baby. And he was like, I don't. Five's good.
How long
and
are they going to be a fucking community college?
Right.
Jesus.
But on Yahoo Screen, they will. You know, they're just going to keep going to community college for 6 years.
What was the real timeline there?
The show was essentially like a live action cartoon. There wasn't really any sort
right.
of.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think between the second and third season, there was like some explanation of like, oh, now, but we're going to do this other thing that keeps us here. And then I think from there, they've just been like, paintball. Like,
we're going to volunteer.
Here. Right.
Fucking Community. What were we talking about? Nuclear war. We'd survive it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but no, I think I've heard something like that. That you should stay inside.
Yeah, just, I thought the car thing was in, like, you could hide in your fucking car and survive a nuclear.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I would think to get to your car, you'd have to already be in your car. And if you're in your car when that blast goes off, you're fucked up. It seems like you'd at least be blinded or something. You're going to see it, wouldn't you?
Maybe you're driving away.
Yeah, slowly. Maybe you're walking away. Maybe you're slowly walking to your car. Maybe you're
tossing a cigarette out.
Putting your sunglasses on. I feel
like of all the apocalypses, it's the one where there's the most likelihood that everything gets weird.
Yeah.
You know, like whether or not people survive, it has by far the highest chance of after it happens.
Yeah.
Just there are huge areas of life that are now like strange.
Yeah.
Like there's just a whole category of people who looked into the blast and are alive but have like different faces now or something like that.
Right.
If I was driving away from a nuclear blast and like everything was kind of going to shit and people just stopped following traffic laws and stuff, I might just hit a cyclist because
you think there'd be someone fleeing?
I didn't know. I was partially blinded for a second.
You think there'd be someone fleeing on a bicycle?
There's always someone on a bicycle.
Get me away from this thing. Where's my bike? Put the back tire on it.
Every lane is the bike lane.
Right, just like carefully unlocking. Like,
yeah. Well, maybe we wouldn't survive it. I bet it'd be worse in New York. Maybe not.
Yeah, because also
I don't fucking care. I'm not there. Boom. Well,
and it depends so much how it, like, is it one of the things that there's been a lot on Cracked about of, like, an accidental nuke drop or something like that? Or is it a thing where two countries were like, fuck you? And then, because in that situation, everybody in the major cities, I think, is kind of dead.
Yeah.
Either way, because they're not going to launch one bomb at New York, they're going to flatten it. But then, like, I don't know, the Ozarks maybe make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if it's, like, one terrorist, shitty bomb.
Why
are cool cities always targeted by terrorists, like New York, L.A.? Why don't they fucking go to Little Rock?
Don't you want to live here when you take this country over?
What the fuck's wrong
with you?
Don't hit the liberal cities that are, like, anti-war. Just go to fucking Dallas or something.
You could probably fuck with Iowa for, like, 6 years before we even intervene.
You wouldn't even notice.
Yeah. Like, all right, fine. Quit messing with Iowa. Jesus. Take it easy. Yeah, I don't know why. I think that, if the scenario you're talking about where a lot of bombs went out, I think that's when people who think they'd be safe would not be. Because people don't take, like, military bases and shit into account. Like, South Dakota would probably, if they haven't shut their military base down by now, they'd be fucked up.
Because they'd go after the military tournament.
Yeah, they're going to bomb, like, Air Force bases and shit. So, you're going to get it too, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It ain't going to just be L.A. And we'll survive, because we have cars, all of them, and office buildings.
And L.A. has the best pizza in the world.
L.A. doesn't have the best any food in the world.
We don't.
I'm just going to go on record. We have average everything. The best nothing. We don't have the best pizza, best Chinese food.
China's pretty good.
China. Best Chinese food, I bet.
I ate Chinese food in an airport in Hong Kong. It was the best fucking Chinese food I ever had in my life. And it was just like
their, I couldn't imagine.
It was like their equivalent of Panda Express.
Right. You're like, I don't know, here you go. Yeah.
Amazing, I bet.
Well, there's also the question, do you want to survive?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, has everything gotten too weird and too messy?
Once again, marauders.
Right, marauders.
They're going to be out there. You're going to be like, I survived. I have my fucking pizzas. I have my beer. And then they kick your door in and take your pizzas and take your beer and kill you.
Right.
The thing with marauders, every time you say marauder, I just picture a guy with a sword.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it might be. Remember that Revolution show on NBC?
Oh, God, don't get me started on that.
Where the electricity went out.
Except for in every single episode, someone was using an iPad or something. Oh, we found an iPad that works. We found a light bulb that works.
Not only that, but they start using all these like antique weapons. It's like, guns wouldn't stop working. You don't plug those in. The fuck is that supposed to be?
It was like the Planet of the Apes.
Muskets and shit.
Right. It was like the Planet of the Apes movies. You know how the human shit is the worst part? It was like that. It was like, oh, now we got humans walking around on fucking horses. It was terrible. Yeah,
that was a really bad show. Cop Rock was better. Any of you ever see Cop Rock?
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, just YouTube clips, but it's great.
Yeah. Really good show. All right, we're going to do one last thing. I haven't done this in a while. Hit it, Brett. You know, it's a big world out there. There's a lot of people on the internet saying a lot of things. And it's easy to feel like the things you say just get lost in the ether. But I'm here to tell you that's not true. This is a segment called Your Voice Matters. where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few shows and respond to them personally. Fade it out, Brett. So goddamn romantic. All right, I'm going to read comments from the past few shows, and we're going to respond to them because I haven't done that in a while. This guy, shooting right for the heart, CD pods at 2603.
There are no pods on CDs. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I'm a mayor of this town.
Right? What an asshole this guy is already. 2603 of the episode, Why Corporate America Will Ruin Weed. He says, I feel like a cracked columnist that actually does in-depth research should come on this show just to shut down every dumb thing ATB or one of his guests say. There aren't any, motherfucker. None of us do research. This is as researched as the columnist section gets. Eat a dick.
I feel it's also the standard comment of like, you guys didn't do research, where they didn't specify what we didn't do research about. Yeah, they didn't
also
research
isn't
anything.
One of the few websites where you can like submit content, like fucking do it yourself. Yeah, you're not happy, just do it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It's not ESPN where, like, you're an ESPN columnist and no one else can become one.
Right.
Right. There's a button on every page on the site.
Yeah.
Get it together.
You can do it yourself if you think you're so fucking great, CD pods.
See you on the podcast on CDs. Oh, wait. CD pods.
And I did research. We talked about weed on that episode. And I did research that approximately a year ago when I wrote an article about it. Dummy. So, there.
You do a lot of research. I'm always surprised with you. You come in, you're like, yeah, all right, in 1993 in Chile,
well,
April
14th,
there was a thing.
This is my show, brother. I want it to be entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. I had never heard of the whole oil wells in the Dakotas thing until this
podcast. Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, it's a huge thing going
on. God, oil is going to fucking destroy the Midwest. Can't wait.
Saw the trailer for that Matt Damon, John Krasinski movie about fracking, and I was like, no thanks.
Is it a comedy?
No, it came out, like, I think 1 or 2 years ago.
You can't put John Krasinski in a drama.
I think he directed it or wrote it or something like
that. Oh, well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm imagining doing
it. He's the Zach Braff of fracking.
Because if it was a comedy, they'd be doing, like, yucks with the sink being on fire and stuff. Yeah. Be like, whoa! Fairly Brothers jokes with it.
Which was kind of a fraud, that whole sink fire thing, but Crack talked about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll leave that one at fuck you, buddy. The next comment, Kevin Amend... At 1:34 of the episode about smoking crack.
I was on that one. What's up? Thanks for listening.
This is for you, Brett.
Oh, great.
His comment, I love the new cunt button. There it is. We love it, too. Anytime someone says the word cunt, we ding them.
Everyone I was thinking earlier, we haven't said it yet.
What, cunt? Yeah, we haven't said it in a while. Wouldn't be an unpopular opinion podcast. No, without cunt. That was fun. So we like it too, Kevin Amend. We're glad you do.
I also like the idea of the world ending and that still being like the one thing people are like, hey man, like I know we're eating each other, but like stop, don't use that.
Yeah,
don't use that word.
Is it all right if I say cunt? No. You see all these zombies around? What do they think? Okay, the last comment. Eric Tully, who stopped commenting, I think, because I stopped doing this. Selfish motherfucker.
Hi, Eric.
At 22:41 of the episode, Celebrities Who Get Too Much Hate says, wait, but McRibs are okay? Okay, I didn't even go back and check the context. Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever you're fucking talking about, McRibs are always fine. Always. I don't care what we were talking about on the podcast. Yes.
I don't think I've actually talked to you about it. McRibs are the best. They are.
Yeah.
I eat at McDonald's to eat McRibs, and otherwise I don't go.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what I like. I grew up eating more of it, but like when I hear McRibs are in town,
yeah,
I'm back. It's like a concert
coming to town.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
It's like Eagles doing a farewell tour.
Yeah.
It's like a new album coming out or something. Like, oh, I got to get there.
It was not a very good nickname, but I once had a friend nickname me Pale Ale McRib. But it was because I was that excited about McRibs, and he was like, this is a weird trait, and I'm going to do the laziest nickname I've ever done.
They're so great.
Yeah.
So what's your stance on McRibs, Brett?
They're good. I'm not over the moon about them.
When was the last time you ate one?
At least 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
They're great. Although you should be eating
when they come back, we'll go. When they come back, there's a McDonald's down the street right over here. When they come back, let's all go.
We'll do the podcast from there.
We should go get them. Do they serve McRibs all the time?
No. There was a whole thing.
It's a pure after breakfast sort of deal.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like McDonald's, because I like Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box, you can get like French toast and a hamburger at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, they have a lot of gall pretending they can't cook me an egg. at 3 in the afternoon. You have a fucking egg. Throw that goddamn thing on the griddle. I don't care when if it tastes like a burger.
When the McRibs come back, we'll do a McRib cast. We'll do it like in the afternoon. We'll get some McRibs for everybody. And we'll just sit and eat some McRibs. Annie Letterman will be here. She'll eat. Yeah, she'll crinkle the wrapper.
Oh, I'm in.
You like them with onions and pickles?
I do. Here's the thing. Two of my favorite kinds.
I sometimes order it that way just to fucking mix it up because I eat so many McRibs when they come out. Sometimes I get it with pickles. Sometimes I get it with everything. Sometimes I get it plain, but I prefer them plain.
You know what's going to happen now because of the whole bacon thing? They're going to have like a McRib with bacon.
Yeah, Panda Express has orange chicken with bacon. So
I know. I frequent the PX and they're like...
PX.
And they're like, you want it with bacon? I'm like, I'm fine with the orange chicken. It's already perfect. Don't mess with success.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like asking if I want orange chicken with my bacon. No, why would I? Why want one or the other? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Do you get the extra McRib for a dollar?
Yeah, I think in general.
Because they know you want it.
And then just no fries.
Is it an extra sandwich or an extra rib?
Well, you have to get the value meal to get the extra sandwich for a dollar.
Okay. They should call that like the Adam's rib deal.
Yeah, it's a sweet deal. Like, I don't know how, like, because they microwave up so well, like, you can eat it later.
Hire me, McDonald's. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Fucking McDonald's.
It's definitely a group activity because if you buy for a group, they're like giving food away. I think I saw a sign. Yeah. You can get like 4 cheeseburgers and 10 McNuggets and drinks and fries for like $12.
Yeah, they have like
a group.
They have like a family pack now that's got like chicken sandwiches and burgers.
And now they have the thing, any size drink is a dollar.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
A little crazy.
I'll
take
medium.
A small. I'll take a medium.
Who's ordering medium? Can I have medium, please?
I would because I'm like, well, I don't want to just drink Coke all day. But then I would show up and I would Jew up and I'd be like, yeah, give me the double
XL. Did you say you Jew up?
Give me the double XL for a dollar.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I was going to say
atheist now, but born Jewish.
Okay, perfect. So we don't...
Yeah, good. Right.
So we don't have to cut
for now.
That out. Perfect. Does anyone else have anything to say about the McRib?
Condiments. It's all about... McDonald's is about... Like, that's what... If you're getting a cheeseburger at McDonald's, you're basically signing up to eat ketchup. Because it's like the ketchup and the onions are like really what you're... Yeah. The beef's terrible.
Everything at McDonald's on its own is gross. Like, everything in there, even like chicken McNuggets... If you don't dip those, those in what is arguably the most amazing sweet and sour sauce in the world,
it's very good.
I gotta try that.
It's winner. The only sweet and sour sauce I eat because it's not like it's barely sweet. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
it's so good, but it's only good on chicken McNuggets. Mm. If you put it on Chinese food, you'd vomit. Like if you cooked up a big batch of sweet and sour chicken using McDonald's sweet and sour sauce, you'd get diabetes. Like immediate, like cooking it, you'd get diabetes. But it's so good. I have a rotation where I have to like start at one, and if I get 10, I have to like finish at the one I started, or I'm all fucked up. Like, where did I go wrong?
Do you have McDonald's OCD?
Yeah. McDonald's OCD, iPod OCD. I don't like when songs pop up without cover art or. Like, the song titles aren't capitalized.
I hate when someone throws me their iPod and they're like, oh, throw on this song. And they have the Rolling Stones lowercase t.
Right.
They have Rolling Stones comma the. They have that. I'm like, well, how do you live? Yeah. How do you not peel your own eyeballs out?
Yeah. And there's got to be like a computer program now where you just plug your shit in and it fixes it
for you.
People don't know. They're just so checked out. Oh, God.
If I had taken the time I put into organizing a Windows Media Player music library into like learning a language or helping people, I could have changed the world.
And I'm all into downloading like lossless files now. Like I wrote an article about it a while ago. Like
you got your FLAC on?
Yeah. So like I like have to convert them from FLAC to something I can listen to. It like it's a whole goddamn thing. But I do every step of it because I'll go nuts.
Why do you download FLACs if you're gonna just kind of convert them to a lossy format? Anyways.
Well, I listen to them on an iPod, so you can convert them to like Apple lossless or WAV file or something, but iPods don't play FLAC.
What was that guy's name? CD Pods? Yeah, you should listen to this.
Yeah. How about that? That's how the technology works. Stupid.
His computer is burning this onto a CD right now so he can hear it.
How many
it's
times?
Like about to come
is
out.
He the one I called stupid last time?
Yeah, I don't
okay.
know.
So I've called him stupid a few times?
I don't know. We haven't done comments in a little bit.
Dummy. Stupid.
Yeah. He's no Eric.
Get out of here.
Stupid dummy.
Get out of here.
No one does research at this job. You fucking moron. All right. Does anyone have anything to plug? Brett.
Follow me at Brett Rader on Twitter.
You got your actual name? Well, I guess Rader is not that common of a last name.
No. Good and job. Spelled R-A-D-E-R.
Yeah. I got my whole name, but it's my weird middle name. All right. Yeah. That was fun. How about you, Alex? What do you
get the book? I'm very excited that I get to be on the Unpops show in August. On August 5th.
Yeah, August 5th.
It's going to be
great. That's my birthday. I won't be there.
And if you're...
Oh, we're going to tell jokes about Brett later.
Good. Maybe I should show up.
I'm going to be at Brett's party, so maybe just come to it anyway.
That's actually where the show is.
We're going to Shakey's.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my name up on that billboard. You know,
happy birthday, Brett. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is there a Shakey's buffet here?
We'll see.
Like in LA?
If there's a Shakey's buffet.
In LA?
I know
in LA there are, for sure.
I know there's a Shakey's pizza, but is it the buffet? Because they have these fucking breaded
We're going to change the perception that crack employees don't do their research, because I'm about to do some research about Shakey's.
We're going to find a motherfucking Shakey's. There's one on Santa Monica. I know that. I went to a show somewhere out there, and every time I drove past, I saw Shakey's. But I don't know if it's the buffet. If it's not the buffet, their pizza's fine, but it's not
I've never been.
It's not like what you would go to Shakey's just for. Like, you need that buffet.
Have you ever been to a Pizza Hut with a buffet?
Yep.
The lunch buffet?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good.
Girl.
I can do... Pizza buffets are hard to fuck up unless it's Cece's Pizza, which
I've
is
never been.
The most vile, disgusting pizza.
I see the commercials and I go, where's Cece's? And I look it up and it's like Monterey, California.
Is Monterey nice or is it a shit?
No, it's like, no, it's just like 7 hours away.
Okay.
There's none in the greater Los Angeles area.
Yeah, Cece's Pizza is great. Domino's makes Cece's Pizza. Domino's is significantly better than Cece's Pizza, and Domino's is barely food.
Yeah.
So awful.
Yeah, Cece's is, it's like communism where it's conceptually just so good.
Yeah.
And then it just doesn't
work. Pizza buffet for $1. Really good food. There's 65 pizzas there.
Right. You think like everyone will be happy forever in this, and it's not worth it.
It's because they're made with styrofoam.
Yeah.
Gross. All right. You can follow me on Twitter too, at Adam Todd Brown. Follow at Unpops on Twitter. Come see the show. Tonight, also. No.
Well, by the time this airs.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at the July 17th. That's when this airs. There's nothing happening tonight. I take all that back.
Anywhere. It's a dead night.
Stay home and just listen to the podcast. Burn it to a disc.
Burn it to a disc? Put on some Revolution?
Yeah. Put on your disc, man, and just let it rock.
This one's for you, CD pods. Piece of shit.
Dummy. Love calling that guy a dummy. I'm going to end every episode doing that. He called me a bitch in the comments. There was another comment. It was all about the weed. And he asked me why I had to be a bitch about corporate America making profits off weed. And I said, why not be a bitch about it? Come back from that argument, motherfucker. Think I don't do research. That seems like a strong place to end. Say goodbye, Brett.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Alex Schmidt.
Bye, folks.